Vice President and Economist for the Connecticut Business and Industry Association, Peter Gioia, Daniel, with us this morning. Pete, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. Good morning to both of you. Happy May to you. Hopefully we'll have a pleasant spring, though certainly on the fiscal side it isn't working out that way.
Oh, brother. It's terrible. Unbelievable. What's coming up? I can't believe some of these numbers. What's your take on all this?
I think, you know, Brad, you and I should believe them because we've been talking about this threat for years.
Yes, we
have. Our CEO said if this isn't a wake-up call, I don't know what is. But, of course, what we've been talking about is the fact that if you tax, people, particularly small business owners, who, because they report with income tax rather than corporate tax, they're looked upon by the system as rich. But a lot of them have, you know, a fair amount of money that eventually you're going to chase them out of the state. And how many people do we all know who are now 6 months and a day in Florida and aren't paying our income tax because they finally had enough?
That's right.
I know a few.
I know more than a few.
Yeah.
And we all know people who are talking about it. Basically, we all knew there'd be one day when we'd hit the wall. And we knew we were building unsustainable expenses within the budget, particularly in the personnel area. And we all knew that we were building, that we were doing so much attack people who've been successful that eventually a bunch of them were going to leave.
Yep, and they have.
Right, and they have. It's not that they're going to leave. They've left. And so you get this massive, you know, tax hit. And, you know, they're all so surprised that we're now $5 billion in the hole. Well, yeah. You know, this has been building for a while. Now the thing is, How do you get by it? How do you create a sustainable budget? And, you know, I'm thankful that the governor is meeting with members of both parties to talk about this. But I think that there also has to be some look at things that have been on the table that have not been fully implemented to date. And, you know, a principal one is that, you know, we know that we've been working with Representative Mary Mashinsky, who is a Democrat, who believes that the recommendations of the Connecticut Institute for the 21st Century, which we've talked about innumerable times on your show, need to be fully implemented. And it's not that they haven't tried to do some things in enhancing long-term care and going to more home care, and that they haven't done some things in terms of corrections reform and some things in terms of moving state employee-provided services to the nonprofits. But this calls for a massive effort in each of those areas, and they need to do it because that could, over a five-year period, save the state over $2 billion, and they're going to need every dime.
Yeah, no question. You know, Peter, what also strikes me, and I know CBIA had an event last week, and the head of the Trump company in Farmington, it's actually based in Germany, he said something I thought was very interesting. He's having a difficult time attracting employees because they see how much the state of Connecticut takes out of their paycheck for income tax, and they don't want to move to the state.
That's
and
right.
Work.
Right. And Trump is an exceptionally high-paying manufacturer. They have highly skilled workers, but even their line workers can make six figures there. And you know, their engineers make more. And so, you know, you got a young engineer, highly successful, you know, several companies are looking for him, and he looks at what he can, well, he can go to Boeing in South Carolina, or he can go up here, and, you know, he looks at what his take-home pay is going to be. And, you know, even if, you know, the Connecticut company's offering $10,000 more a year, they may be less in terms of net take-home pay.
That's right. The taxes are killers. I don't know why this state hasn't learned. I really don't. It just is so frustrating Peter. I hear it everywhere I go, everywhere I go to speak. People talk about that.
Well, we all know that the thing to do is we got to grow the pie. How do you grow the pie? You incentivize companies to invest here, and you create an environment where companies want to come here, and therefore they create jobs. They create enough jobs, first, people don't leave. Second, young people come in. So, you know, that's the way you do it. You either grow the pie or you shrink the pie. And we've been on a we've been on a shrink this pie bender for a long time. And finally, you know, from the things I've been hearing the governor and Ben Barnes say, they finally get it. They made mistakes, but they finally get this. The problem is that there still are a lot of people, particularly in the House, that don't get it. And we saw that with the ridiculous budget that they were trying to pass, and you know, they blame that the budget didn't pass Republican votes. Well, if you look at the committee, they had Democratic votes to pass it, and obviously some Democrats looked at this and didn't like the way it smelled.
Well, and you've got one state representative from Hamden. He's out there saying we don't tax enough, Pete.
I know.
Well, you know, we are reaping the harvest that we sowed, and it's a bitter harvest. We have done everything we can to say to people who've been successful, you're not welcome here.
That's
small
right.
Business people, family business people, people who run investment operations, people who create jobs and create wealth and support their communities and not only pay taxes but give a heck of a lot to charity and their communities. And they said, you're not welcome. And a cottage industry of advisors has sprung up and says, hey, listen, you can't afford to die in Connecticut. This is what you need to do. This is how you set up to go out 6 months in a day and not get audited for it. These are the records you got to keep. And, you know, if you got a cell phone or a laptop, you can be on a beach in Florida and, you know, run parts of your operation.
You know, that's a great point, this cottage industry that's developed. You're so right about that. Yeah.
Peter, I'll tell you something. As you're right, we have talked, you and I have talked about this for years and years, and they just don't get it. I don't know when they're going to get it, but they're going to have to get it soon.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that, you know, what's going to have to happen is they're all going to have to come together. They're going to start to look at other budget savings ideas, not revenue ideas, that, you know, they've overlooked, like the CT21 stuff, and they're going to have to put this stuff in place, and they're going to have to cobble up something that they can get Republican votes, and the lawyers already said that, and that's going to mean, you know, that it's going to be a tough budget.
Yeah.
But we need a tough budget. We have shrunk our revenue base to a point where what we have in place for government is not sustainable.
Peter, you just hit it out of the park, a grand slam home run. There's no question about it, and I just hope somebody's listening. Thank you, Peter, and good luck and continued success. You got a great company, the Connecticut Business and Industry Association, and what you contribute collectively is just magnificent. So thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, well, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Peter.